Kate Hopkins stuck out her tongue. Soft white flakes drifted into her mouth and instantly disappeared. "Snow?" she asked. "On the opening day of baseball season?" "Don't worry," her cousin Mike Walsh replied. "Big Bill, the Rockies pitcher, can definitely bring the heat." "He'll need a flamethrower for this field," Kate said. "You can't even see the grass or baselines." Kate was right. The Colorado Rockies field was white with snow. It looked like the middle of winter, but it was early April. Mike and Kate were in Denver with Kate's father for the opening day game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. "Maybe we can solve the mystery of the missing field," Mike said. Kate shook her head. "We're pretty good detectives," she said, "but I don't think the Rockies will need us to find the field. All they have to do is turn on the heater." Mike glanced at the thousands of empty, snow-covered seats. He looked past the mountain-shaped scoreboard to the Rocky Mountains off in the distance. "This place is huge," he said. "There's no way they can heat it up fast enough." Kate smiled. "I'm not talking about heaters for the stadium," she said. "I'm talking about heaters under the field. The Rockies installed over 45 miles of heating wires to keep the grass warm enough to grow, since it gets so cold up here in the mountains." Fans wearing winter coats and hats had started to file into the stadium for the game. Down on the field, the grounds crew ran out to the infield with shovels. They started pushing piles of snow to the sides. Underneath, a big tarp covered the infield grass. Kate's dad, Mr. Hopkins, laughed quietly. "Well, I guess I've seen it all now," he said. Mr. Hopkins was a scout for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He and Kate's mother were divorced, but he often invited Mike and Kate to meet him on his baseball trips. They had flown in from Cooperstown, New York, while he had traveled from his home in Los Angeles. Moments later, the sun peeked through the clouds. It lit up the snow and instantly made things feel warmer. The fluffy flakes at their feet started to melt. Mike used his sneaker to push some snow into a small pile. "Aw, why does it have to melt?" he asked. "If we had just a bit more, we could have gone snowboarding and skiing right here." He jumped into his snowboard stance and held his arms out like he was cruising down a mountain. He bent back and forth as he pretended to carve through the snow. "That would have been real double play, baseball and snowboarding." "Didn't you get in enough snowboarding yesterday?" Kate asked. The three of them had spent the day skiing and snowboarding west of Denver. "You're the one who wanted to stop early in the afternoon." "I didn't want to stop," Mike said. "I just wanted to get hot chocolate and rest." Mr. Hopkins nodded. "The altitude around here tires you out more quickly, unless you're used to it," he said. "That reminds me. Look at that." He pointed to the row of purple seats that went all around the stadium, up near the top.
"The purple seats," Kate said. "That row is exactly 1 mile above sea level."
Mike stood up from his snowboard crouch.
"I can't wait to try sitting there," he said. "From 1 mile up, I should be able to see everything in the world."
Mr. Hopkins laughed. "It's 1 mile above sea level, Mike," he said. "Not 1 mile above everything else around here." A buzz came from Mr. Hopkins' pocket. He reached in and pulled out his phone. "It's a message from the Rockies," he said. "The game's been delayed by 1 hour because of the snow. I guess we should look around for some hot chocolate while we wait."
"With marshmallows," Kate said.
They ran up the stairs to the main walkway and headed for the nearest food stand. Mr. Hopkins followed. Mike and Kate ordered hot chocolate while Mr. Hopkins bought a coffee. To keep warm, they walked around the stadium with their drinks. Mike slurped up all his marshmallows first, while Kate stirred hers into the cocoa.
"I knew I should have asked for extra marshmallows," Mike said.
Kate laughed.
"Extra should be your middle name," she said. "Or maybe more."
Mike scowled. "Or maybe super nice," he said.